Okay, one last hair on the pasuk that we were learning. Several psukim. Ma yisroim ha'odom b'chor ha'molo yishiyam al techaz ha'shemesh. Ma yisroim ha'oyser ba'asher hu omel. So all the achronim ask that this is redundant. Because in the beginning of Perek Aleph, Shlomo HaMelech uses the lashon of Amelus. Only Amelus. Ma yisroim ha'odom b'chor ha'molo yishiyam al techaz ha'shemesh. So he already says, what does a person gain from all whatever he toils in the world? In this pasuk, exactly the same lashon, except for the omel changes. Ma yisroim ha'oyser ba'asher hu omel. What does a person gain who does from his amelus? Very unclear what's going on here. What's he talking about? Obviously, he's talking about another nekuda. So even the Mefarshim here indirectly address this problem. I'm going to tell you a mahalach. It's really a whole new understanding in Emunah. Whole new understanding, which we began to discuss that's the message that calls man ve'ez. It's a whole new message in Emunah. What a famous question they ask. Parshas Noach. Rashi comes and he brings down a chazal from the most difficult chazals about Noach. It says in the pasuk, the Noach bo el hateva. The pasuk says, mipnei mei hamabel. Noach came into the teva because of the water of the mabel. Mipnei mei hamabel. Obviously, those words are extra. It's obvious he came to the teva. The pasuk said, "Amayim oyem, amabel oyem, amayim alayos." Obviously, Noach came to the teva because of the water. Why does it say for Noach brought him? So Rashi says that the Torah was coming in to give a little shtoch, a little criticism. Rashi says that the pasuk is coming to say, "Sha'af Noach miktanei amona hoya." Noach was also a questionable believer. Mamin ve'ene mamin shiyovi me'a mabel. He believed and he didn't believe that the mabel was going to come. He believed and he didn't believe. Kili, he wasn't sure. For in nichnas, he didn't go into the table. Ad shedochku amay. Till the water pushed him in. He had to go in. You're talking about he spent 120 years building a table. The whole world is laughing at him. They're all mocking him. They're all saying he's a joke. Finally, the mabul comes. How could you say that? He was building a table 120 years against the whole world. The enemy mamun. He doesn't believe. He doesn't believe. Noach doesn't believe. How could it be? Paldik chazal. If there's anybody who believes, it's Noach. So basically, when we learned the parasha, I gave you two mahalchim. I'm sure those, some of you remember this. I gave two approaches. One approach was the derech of Rav Shach and the style of Zichron Tzadikim Levrochem. And the way they go, many of the mafarshim go. Which is, of course, Noach believed that there was going to be a mabul. Of course, he had the resistance for 120 years to go against the whole world and to build a teva. Avad HaMoyach believed. So what was it? What it was is that when the actual water came, he said, oh. The Stipel calls it, there's Emuna and there's Emuna Chushis. Emuna Chushis means a guy believes, you could feel the belief. You could feel the belief. That means, as much as Noach believed, but the fact that when it started raining, it increased his, now I see it. That's chesaron in emunah. That's chesaron in emunah. That's already enough to be called miktanei emunah. If you'd asked Noach the day before, is the mabul coming? You would say 100%. Noach, are you a mesopic? No. 100% the marble is going to come. But the fact that when the marble came, it gave him a certain added assurance. But Meimei Amavul, that's already a chesaron in Emunah. It's not 1,000%. It's not Emunah Chushes. So Rav Shach and the Skype both went that way. That's what I give them to me from different sugyas. I took a different approach. Also P. Musar. And I wanted to say that if a person doesn't succeed to change anybody, then they themselves get shvach in their amunah. They get shvach themselves. So in other words, it's like if you had a chiddush in the, you had a chiddush, you had a dvartek. Yeah, you start telling me, tell Rabbi Fuchs. Rabbi Fuchs gives you, Rabbi Fuchs always smiles. But you see, he doesn't really, he's not buying into it. So you go over there, you try, Rechmiel Epstein, such a little guy, Mr. Tam, he'll buy into it. See, he also gives you the same smile, he's not buying it. So you go to Naim, you figure maybe Naim will call you and sing a nigga on it or something. And Naim also is not buying into it. Eventually, even if you held it was a gewaldiges Tukhutera, by the time you get to the brooms, and they're also not buying it, so you yourself say, hey, you know what? Maybe it's not such a gewaldiges Tukhutera like I thought when I started with Rabbi Fuchs. I worked my way around the room, nobody bought it. No, right? In Ruchnius, if you don't impact others, you yourself get schwach. You yourself get schwach. So Noach, after 120 years, trying to impact people, he made not one Baal Tshuva. That was 120 years. Not one person changed. I always say, Mistame was the biggest tourist attraction. The Taylor. Every tourist, every tour guide that was in the area took the people to Noach's Ark. You can imagine. And you see this old man clapping. And the tour guide says this, you see this old man, he's been here for 100 years. He's clapping. He says there's going to be a big, tremendous, there's going to be a flood, the whole world's going to go under. And Noach gave classes, there was classes in between. Showtimes, if you got the pay your admission fee, you got showtimes, you go in, and Noach gives you the musar, shaitim, like Chazal say. So you think, after 120 years, so one hippie stay. One hippie would come in and go, you know, I like the ark feeling here. I'm staying. So Amanach. Somebody. Not one guy stayed. No, so by the end of 120 years, Noach himself, Miktani Amonoi, affected him. Made a wish, man. That was another pshat I gave. But now I'm going to tell you the chassidish pshat, which I never told you. From the Rebbe of Heschel. Because that ties into this pasuk in Kehelas. The Rebbe of Heschel had a whole different shot. He said like this. He said that when a Jew has proper emunah, full emunah, the emunah itself creates a reality. The emunah itself creates a different reality. In other words, Hashem will give you a certain protection because of your emunah that wouldn't have happened if not for your emunah. Used to say that it was a Yiddish expression. Mit emunah came an oiftram. You accomplish. It's not just a state of mind. You accomplish. He said that's what David HaMelech meant when he said, we say it in, now we say it every day. Right? It's redundant, right? So he said, what's pshat? He said, Im tachan alay machan lo yiru libi. Number one, I have emunah. So when a machina comes up against me, I have emunah. And with that emunah, I'm talking about mechomer b'zayin nevetech. That emunah, I trust my emunah will help that I'll talk and be saved. That's the double lush. First pasuk is saying, first power pasuk, I have emunah. And now that emunah that I have, the mice is going to protect me. Says like this. This is a very powerful word. Says the Rebbe of Heschel, if Noach would have had 1,000% emunah on the Mabul, that alone would have brought the Mabul. Noach didn't want the Mabul to come. Noach wanted to save the generation. Memela Noach forced himself to be a Ketanei Emunah. He didn't want the Mabul to come.
And maybe he thought by him not having him,
maybe that'll protect him. It didn't help. Still called Amunah. If the whole reason why Amunah is because you know what you're Amunah, the Bible comes, there's only this Amunah. Maybe I've been too much of a lutfak. It's Amunah.
So that's the idea. And this is a mahalach in many, many places that we find that based on a person's Amunah, that's how much protection they have. Person has more Amunah, more protection. More Amunah. A lady came to me years ago. I'll tell you a ma'aseh shoyin. It's not a Rebbe Shemaisen. A lady came to me. She asked me to daven for her. She should have children. She didn't have children. She asked me to daven. She should have children. Anyway, she told me she tried this and she tried that. And she went to doctors and they tried this. And all kinds of medications and trying to have children. And so I should daven. So I told her, you know what? I'm asking to daven for another yid. But I don't know how much my tefillahs are worth. They're not worth so much. Your emunah is worth more than my tefillahs. Your emunah is worth a lot more than my tefillahs. I made a kal v'chomer from the Kotzke. The Kotzke, the famous story of the Kotzke, when his sister came, she was a chayla mesukan. His sister was mamish dying. All the doctors gave up on her. She went to her brother, the Kotzke Rebbe. He was the Kotzke Lador. She davened for her. He didn't let her in. Can you imagine? You think she has protection, his sister. She told the Gabba, he told her, can't let her. They sent her out. She was out in the courtyard, frail, leaning on a cane. She looks up to Hashem, she says, Rabbeinu Shlomo, the doctors gave up on me. My only hope was my brother, the Kotzke. Feistachos, he also gave up on me. She looks up to Hashem, she says, Hashem, now I only have you. Immediately the Kotzke had to call back in. He gave her a bracha. She said, why don't you give me a bracha right away? He said, I needed you to trust the Rabbeinu Shalom. So long you trust in me, it's not going to work. Trust the Rabbeinu Shalom. That it. Shitaka got well. That's Emunah. Emunah. Memela. That's the idea. That if you have such a level of Emunah, the Emunah itself accomplishes. Which, by the way, the Brisker Rav also said that. He said there's a concept of Enoid Mulvadri. So even the Brisker Rav goes with the Chazanisha Shita of Emunah, not like the Baal Shem Tov, it's a different of Bitochen. But Emunah, the Brisker Rav said that if you only trust Hashem, and you're not afraid of anything else, it's called Enoid Mulvadri, that's a protection. He said, Reb Chaim, his father, and himself, during World War II, they walk right past the Nazis. And his father told him, he says he was afraid before. His father told him, when you go by the Nazis, remove any fear from your heart. Just think, Ein Oy Muvadei. There's nothing but Hashem. Kachave. Kachave. They got protected. Got saved. It's a high level. It's easier to say. Easier said than done. So I told this woman, stop taking medication. Right now you're asking me to daven, I'm davening, but I might feel not a big deal. Your Emunah is going to help you. Stop everything. This, now, right now, in this tekufa, only trust the Rabbeinu Shem. That month she became pregnant, and she was not taking any medication. She was on this medication, that medication, the other medication, trying to make. No medication. The Rabbeinu Shem prevailed. Taka prevailed. That's Emunah. That's what a Beis Halevi learns by Yosef HaTzadik and in Mitzrayim, that why he was punished, because he was on such a level that he shouldn't have even gone and made his shtablis. Shouldn't have even tried. Shouldn't have made his shtablis. He was on that spitz level, the highest level. The difference between Amelus and Asiyah, Amelus is when a person works very hard. They work very hard. And with that work that they do, they work very hard, it makes sense, it's logical that work, b'derech hateva, should bear fruit. Okay? That's one level. That's what Shlomo HaMelech starts Sefer Koheles, on a very basic level. My Yisrael Lo'odim Sheyamol Tachas HaShemesh.
If you're going to spend your life, instead of putting your bitachon in Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to go work and work and work, and based on your work you think you'll accomplish, you're wasting your time. My Yisrael Lord of Mashiach will tach Lashem. Kam Shalom HaMelech in our Pesach, and he says, but there's a lower level. Be'rachecho b'chol asher ta'aseh. That means a person does something. He does something. But he doesn't do a lot. He does a little. He trusts Hashem will give bracha to what he's doing. It's a basic level. So that is a madrega. We're already talking to somebody that went through Perek Aleph of Kohelas. And he accomplished that madrega. That now he's not working very hard. He's not putting all of his hope into his own avodah, what he's doing. Now he's just an oisah. Now he's just doing. Minimal. Shlomo Melech says, even this madrega is not the spitz. It's not the ideal madrega is to realize that even the asiyah is not required. And that's why he comes and he says here, my yisrein or oisah. Even the asiyah. And that's the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hey, that the spitz madrega, the highest level is of Shem Baruch Hai. Now again, it's not a level that we can reach, but it's a level that we should always have at least to inspire to. And this is a very important nekuda. Reb Chaim Halozhin says this in Nefesh HaChaim, that part of a person's growth is to have also unattainable goals. Unattainable goals. He says that lishma, it's never possible for a person to reach the ultimate lishma. He says human beings are always shalei lishma. Human beings are always shalei lishma. See, even when you think you're lishma lishma, you're not lishma lishma. You may be better. You're getting there. He says that's why the Gemara uses a lashon lo oylam yasek adam b'torah mitzvah shalei lishma. What's lo oylam? He says, because it's always going to be shalei lishma. And the growth you're going to have is because your goal is to keep on going without an end. So Shlomo HaMelech, that even when you think you reach the level, well, you're a maimon, you're just an oisah, you're now just doing minimal. So Shlomo HaMelech, very good how he ends the pasuk, Ba'asher hu omel. If you look into your spirit, you'll see you're doing more than you have to. You're not just doing to be Yitzhasiyah. You're doing more than you have to do. Emunah is something that's really worthwhile for somebody to work on for their entire life. Because the levels of Emunah go so high that no matter where you're at, Baruch Hashem, we're all Maminim on some degree. We're all Maminim. Every Jew is a Maimon. Even the Jews that you think are Kofim are Maminim. Even the Jews that you think are Kofim, inside are Maminim. Deep, deep in their heart, there's emunah. But emunah is something you have to, and that's what Shlomo Melech is saying in Paragimel. That even when you reach the level that you're only an oisah, the way you assess yourself, self-assessment, you should know ba'asher hu omel. You're still doing more than you have to do.